Hello, NBC. Yes, monitor's on tomorrow morning, sir. Thank you. Hello, NBC. Yes, but the next news on the hour will be at 8 o'clock. Thank you. Hello, NBC. Can I help you, sir? Yes, sir. I can tell that you're a Joy Boys fan, aren't you? And the Joy Boys is coming on right now. Thank you very much for calling, sir.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
You folks, and can you chuckle this evening? Time for the Joy Boys program for Friday night. It's Friday, and everybody's happy. And this is Ed Walker here.
Very lovely. What have you got over here?
Oh, boy. Most of our engineers have thought it was Saturday because they didn't show up. We have a new crew, except for Art Page.
And I'm going on vacation after tonight.
So am I, Art. I'm with you, kid, baby.
Yeah.
Well, let Walker hang
leaving
with us.
Leaving me thing. In the lurch, huh, for a week?
Leaving you here in the NBC halls. I don't know.
When do I get mine?
I don't know. You'll probably get yours next Friday from what they're talking about upstairs.
Well, in place of the regular crew, whom do we have with us here?
The very exciting and ever-popular Hugh Faisenbaker.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo to you, Hugh.
Yoo-hoo to you, too.
Hugh is slowly becoming a regular on the show. We want to welcome, would like to welcome.
I never did nothing to nobody. Why'd they have to do that to me?
You never going to get nothing.
I did my business out at the transmitter for 10 years.
Well, all of a sudden, you're a good thing.
Here I am.
Like a tomcat, boy. When the jig is up, it's all over.
That's right.
And we want to welcome to our show for the first time the very lovely and exciting pipe-smoking Harold Tomlinson.
Let's see. Good light.
Yeah, here. He's in charge of pipe-smoking with the NBC engineers. He burns old tapes in there. Thank you, Harold. All right, so it looks like a pretty good
program. What is coming up on the program this evening?
We'll present the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge.
For squares.
Also, the Arlington Light Opera Company sending over two of its members who are performing in the new Sigmund Romberg production Desert Song. Presented at the Lee Washington High School Auditorium October 32nd of this year.
So they're planning it a little in advance, aren't they?
What?
They needed rehearsal.
That's right.
All right.
Finally, Mr. Fix-It will be here. So
wonderful. We have an award today, too.
Well.
Yeah, the Washington Bread Bakers Association have voted us the two biggest loafs in radio. Loafers.
Was that load or loaf?
Loafs.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Do you have an E.T. in there, Hugh?
A what?
An E.T.
What does that mean?
A commercial?
Oh, yeah, I got
one
that.
Of those round things with a hole in the middle. Don't play your lightsaber on the air here.
Slap that bass. Beat those drums. Way out, man. Way out far.
Hold it, men. It's even more fun when you stop a minute and relax. Light a Salem cigarette. So refreshing that when you take a puff, it's springtime. Salem refreshes your taste. Special high-porosity paper air softens every puff. Menthol Fresh, rich tobacco taste. Modern filter, too. No wonder Salem is America's fastest-growing cigarette by far. Try Salem.
Well, how about a little record here? I think that would be the appropriate thing to do. Are you with me?
Here's Harold Tomlinson, the orchestra and the chorus, to open up our program with...
Do the orchestra of Henry Jerome and the Darktown Strutters Ball starting us off here.
Henry Jerome wasn't there, just the orchestra. Isn't it wonderful what building a name will do for
automated
you?
Automated musicians, that's what
very
they
good. Mm-hmm.
You get your coat on, where are you going?
I'm going down to the other tent down below the...
The other tent?
The other tent, yeah.
Wow, it's down there.
There's a ballet dancer down there.
Where?
There's a carnival out in the hall.
Really?
Yeah, come on.
Tip right up for the greatest thrill in the world!
The voice is America.
Hey, son, want a free ride? Run over and get me some Canada Dry.
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry.
Yes, everywhere folks are enjoying Canada Dry's sparkling grapefruit drink in this king-size bottle. It's got a bubbly, light, tangy taste that's pure pleasure all the way down. And you try it and see for yourself. Canada Dry Sparkling Grapefruit Drink. Pick up handy king-size carry-home cartons today. Get refreshing Canada Dry Grapefruit Drink. You'll love it, so will the family.
Thanks for the Canada Dry, son. Go right on in. Dip right up!
The voice is America. The choice is Canada Dry. Coast to coast, America's first family of beverages.
Well, I don't think that we should have to wait till the last deposition.
Each Friday at this hour, the National Broadcasting Company takes pleasure in presenting the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, where each week we gather with our panel of experts to discuss the semantics of words. Words that play an important part in our English language.
I think you're out of fluid there, Professor.
Now to introduce our panel members today, here is me, your announcer.
Big slob.
First of all, Mr. Orson Meyer, representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. Oh, yes, so how do you do?
Second, Miss Anna Nim, formerly the Miss Synonym of 1932, now with the East-West North-South Word Study Group for Word Preservation.
Thank you, Mr. Scott, you handsome man.
And finally, the eminent and distinguished gentleman, the professor of neo-anthrosemantics of Wiesbaden, Germany, Professor Heinrich Van Lein.
Thank you, Mr. Scott, you handsome man, you.
Don't kiss me, Professor. Not that we're on the air, anyway. I giggle. Now we've met the panel. Are we ready for today's word?
Yes, Pat? We're ready for today's word.
Miss Nim?
Yes.
Professor? Professor?
Why did you do that in my good ear yet?
You're
playing that bell there.
Are over coffee. Why don't you take T and C there?
Okay, well, that's all right.
C and ski or something, all right?
Nice, yes.
Today's word is myrtle. M-Y-R-T.
Myrtle.
Myrtle. Today's word, myrtle.
Yes, I know the answer to that.
Mr. Meyer, your hand
is
up.
It's a vacation resort down South North Carolina there. It's a
myrtle beach. I'm sorry, we can't accept that, because even though that's true...
You can't accept that, no.
Thank you, Miss Nim. Would you give us the word,
the girl I know. Crete named Myrtle.
No.
Crete Myrtle.
No, that's not... You're half right, as always.
Half right, as always.
Yes, it's Myrtle is a girl's name, and Crete, it's not Crete.
Myrtle is not a girl's name.
Well, it is.
It's not. It's something that a girl wears around the middle there. A myrtle.
That's a girdle.
A what?
A girdle.
No, don't be silly. That's something that you cook pancakes on.
No. That's a griddle, for heaven's sake.
A
griddle.
Griddle, no. Yeah. It's Nelson Griddle. He has a big band of swings.
That's riddle. That's riddle.
A riddle is something that you tell somebody and they got to guess the answer.
That's right. Now, look, let's quit while we're ahead.
I got one right.
That's right.
How about that? I got one right.
Join us again next week when once more WRC will present the Roundtable of Knowledge.
What do I win?
Here's our WRC Corn Ball of the Day.
Don't want no lovin'. Don't want no kissin'. Money, 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 money,
money. Take him out, put him there. That's all, folks.
That was Elmer Fudd singing there, a little thing.
It was not. It was Mel Blanc.
Same thing.
Well, it's the money song. And he's speaking of money. You know, time is money. If you act now, there is still time to save money during the Heck Company's Dream Tire Sale, which definitely ends tomorrow.
That's right. This is the one-price tire sale of one of the Heck Company's top quality tires guaranteed for a full 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And priced at only $15 for all cars from Fords to Cadillacs. This is a dream tire sale because the tires you get for only $15 are 100% four-ply nylon dual safety grip tires with twin treads, Ed.
How about that, Will? This is a dream tire sale, too, because your warranty covers all road hazards, even blowouts, for not just 12 months or 18 months or even 24 months, but for the full 2.5 years.
And this, of course, is prorated on months used and the price that you paid for the tire originally when you bought the tire.
Yes, the price that you pay for these Tandem Falcon tires is only $15 plus federal tax, and nothing extra, regardless of the condition of your old, worn tire.
Mm-hmm. Proportionate savings on tubeless tires and white walls, too. So use your regular charge account, or you can open a special tire account.
But Saturday is the last day of the sale, so act now. Immediate installation.
I got a slogan.
What's that?
Get in under the wire for our tire.
Hey, that's very good. You'll find these at the Heck Company Tire Center at 6th and E Streets, Northwest. Open Monday and Thursday nights till 9 in Parkington Shopping Center in Arlington. And at the Marlowe Heights store, both open every night till 9:30, except Saturday.
We have our guest in the studio. Would you go get some Eddie? They're on the hall.
Certainly.
We're going to talk today with some civic people from Arlington, Virginia, who represent the Arlington Light Opera Company. And this coming, I guess it's Thursday or Friday, May 32nd, they will be presenting Sigmund Romberg's famous Desert Song. A group of civic minded citizens who get together for the fun of singing. And Eddie, would you like to introduce the First Lady here? Or I'll introduce her. You are Mrs. Hilda Cord, right?
That is correct, yes.
And who's that big strapping baritone next to you?
Well, I forgot his name. I've been working with him for 2 weeks in rehearsal. What is your name, son?
Horace Face.
Oh, that's right, Horace Face.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Face?
Hilda and I sing in the Light Opera Society in Arlington.
Do you do this professionally, or is this a hobby?
No. I smoke cigarettes for a living.
You what?
I smoke cigarettes for a living. I'm a cigarette tester for the...
Oh, I see. And Miss Cord, what do you do?
I'm unemployed at the present time.
Housewife, Miss Cord?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, this you're presenting Sigmund Romberg's famous Desert Song. This is a wonderful, wonderful operetta. Would you like to... are you going to do a little work for us?
We thought we'd like to sing a number, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Please.
Well, fine. You all do all the duets, I understand, in the shows, right?
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you like to sing for us first?
What would you like to do first, Horace?
Here's one over here.
This one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, would you like to start it?
All right.
You don't need analyzing, and it's not so surprising that you feel very strange, but nice.
Is calling,
your heart grows better,
calling, and you
Hilda,
for me.
I think you people are
wrong music.
Would you like to
switch over there and
try something else?
You guys got two different songs there, okay?
I don't know how that happened. I must have had the wrong ones in my briefcase there. I'm awfully sorry.
Here we are. Hilda.
Why do I love you? Why do you love me?
Falling to me?
Why should there be two?
You
happy
are my
me?
Song of love.
Maybe that's because you love me.
Just a moment. I'm sorry. I think
we have the wrong sheets there.
Really have the wrong sheet. You're going to give the show tomorrow night, did you say?
Well, we're scheduled to go on tomorrow night, yes.
I don't want to be critical. I mean, I don't claim
to be. Think it needs rehearsing?
Yes, I think it needs quite a bit.
Come on, Hilda.
I think we need to rehearse some more, don't we? Why do I love you?
What is it so?
Hilda Face and Horace Cord.
No, it's Horace Face and Hilda Cord.
I don't think it matters. Would you do something in there?
The Andrews sisters there, Patty Maxine and Laverne, and Barney Google.
I thought that was that famous $1 million baseball team that they had in New York there.
What?
Patty to Maxine and the Laverne, you know, that old Goldberg to Ruberg.
No, that's Tinkers to Evers to Chance.
No, that's an ad agency in New York.
Oh, is that what that is?
BB&O is, they sell underwear, I think.
Yes, all right. I think we've got to sell something here ourselves now.
If you're particular about what you own, you may have doubts about the quality of mass production. Can anything mass-produced be really well made? Yes, it can. For instance, I am now holding a new recessed filter cigarette called Encore, E-N-C-O-R-E. Encore signals the return of a well-made cigarette. The tobacco is cut evenly. Virtually all stemmage has been carefully removed. And the recessed filter is so painstakingly constructed, it does not form holes and creases while you smoke. It filters until you're finished. I have, of course, saved the best for the last. Encore's true Richmond blend of fine tobacco. Light, robust taste like this is hard to come by these days. So Encore brought it back at a popular price. And if you like things to be well made, this cigarette ought to please you immensely. Try Encore.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson,
flowers that bloom in the spring.
The world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fixit, radio's original Goof It Yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fixit, we find him in his...
How happy I'll be.
Ahoy there, Mr. Fixit.
Ahoy there, Willard Scott.
Where are we as we find
out? We're back in the garden here, in the back of the house.
I didn't know exactly how to describe it. We're somewhere between the patio and the big oak.
That's right, yes.
So I didn't want to say that in my commercial copy. What is your project today, Mr. Fixit?
Well, I have a question for you.
All right, I'll answer that one if I can.
What one thing outside of your house costs the most money?
Your girlfriend.
No, other than that.
Oh, you mean in the physical neighborhood of the house?
Yes.
I roughly would say, like I did in rehearsal, landscaping.
Right. Good boy. Can't forget your line there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's often said, you know how wives are about furniture? They're always moving the furniture around the inside of the house.
That's
same
right.
Thing holds true with landscape. You spend a lot of money on shrubbery there,
and then
you find that, after a couple of weeks, she's tired of it.
In other words, it looks, you plant a tree in the ground and it's there and you can't move it.
And it's a little cumbersome to move a tree, transplanting it and everything.
A lot of work.
Figure, why not make it mobile? So I have put all my trees and shrubs here on an automatic conveyor belt so that maybe this weekend we have the lilacs in the backyard and the philodendron in the front. Next week we'll have the philodendron in the back and the lilacs in the front.
That's very clever. How do you work it?
It's on a simple conveyor belt. I just turn it on here and I'll show you. There you go.
Lilacs are moving from the front to the back. The philodendron are coming in. The willow trees are going. The potted plants are still.
Look at the way it's going. It's beautiful. Oh, beautiful.
Mr. Fixit, what happened?
I think something went wrong with the conveyor belt and all of the plants piled up in the middle of the yard.
You left out a center of the belt over here.
Missing link in the belt.
What are you going to do with all these ferns piled up in a corner over here?
If I can get a little water, maybe I'll start one of these jungle rides like they have in Disneyland.
We've been visiting with Radio's original Goof It Yourself, Mr. Fixit. Brought to you by Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. We kindly invite you to be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fixit say in his inimitable pear-shaped dulcet tones...
Come on, ow! come on, it's only 10 cents a ride, kids. Come on, get the jungle
He's
ride.
He's trying to get the kids ready.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
We'd like to thank our producer, Richard the Lionhearted, our director, Marco Polo, scripts and special material by Queen Isabella, and our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Now we've lost another case.
Thanks to Hugh Faisenbaker.
Yoo-hoo
to you, too. Harold Talmanson.
Come back to my private
Sure, time. Harold, and also Art Page.
Yeah.
Charlie Stafford says,
this program is being selected to be heard overseas. Have a good vacation, Willard. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie.
We
I
was... Boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Everybody listens to Monitor on the NBC Radio Network on the weekends, every single weekend of the year, every time you can hear Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
Holiday weekend and sensible dining weekend, too. Get some Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember, only Tops has it. In Washington. Time right now is about 16 after 8 here on the Night Watch. We got a bunch of lost dogs today.
You're not kidding. I saw the ratings.
We got, first of all, a lost female German Shepherd. It's black and tan, 1 year old, and lost in the vicinity of Springbrook High School over in Silver Spring on Monday, June the 27th. The dog has on no collar or tags. The number to call, Mr. Lenahan. And the number, this sounds like a work number, so I guess you better call during the day if you know the whereabouts of this dog. EX37100, extension 2443. I'll give you that again. EX37100, extension 2443. All right, we'll keep that handy just in case. All right?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Okay. You got anything on your mind over there?
I was going to tell my three listeners that are left out there in Radio Land about our favorite banking institution.
Oh, I know, by all means.
Oh, nothing like a monetary institution. This being June, last day of it, but the month of romance, love, rears its ugly head. What more appropriate time to talk about Citizens Bank of Maryland? Folks in Prince George's and Montgomery County love doing business with Citizens. They have a swinging Dan Cupid over there who swings to and fro from the ceiling, hanging by his teeth, suspended in midair from a rope as he shoots little darts into the air, hoping they will find their target. The feeling is national over there, too, because they feel romance is the thing. Citizens does its best in every way to build a lifelong relationship with its customers. Take all those locations, 21 offices in all, and all there to serve you. You can be just as fickle as can be. Go ahead, friends, be as fickle as a pickle. When you have an account at Citizens, if you want to get hitched up with the friendliest, most convenient bank around, join the thousands who bank at Citizens, the bank that serves you daytime, nighttime, and Saturday, too. Members of the FDIC.
Daytime, nighttime, Saturday, too, we open our doors. Citizens Bank of Maryland, conveniently yours.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Superman!
It's time once more for the exciting adventures of Super Duperman, that fiery character from the planet Krypton who came to Earth disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered newspaper reporter, to discover for the American Journal Herald, Times Herald, American Journal Tribune, what exactly was going on in town. As our story opens, we find ourselves in the newspaper of the American Daily Planet Globe, Alexandria Gazette, Times Herald, Washington Post, Arlington Daily Sun. Clark Kent, mild-mannered newspaper man, is at his desk typing.
I wonder if the chief is around here. I'd like to have a few hours off to check up on these criminals. Oh, chief!
Kent, how are you doing, Kent? I just discovered a new story here. We got a call to the police department.
What's that, chief?
You've got to get downtown to precinct number 7 right away. There's been a murder. Now, don't hurry until we've got there.
Chief, I don't like the sight of blood. I don't want to go down there.
Kent, there's no time for that now. Quick, get down there as soon as you can.
All right, chief. All right.
Mild-mannered newspaper reporter Clark Kent walked into the nearest alleyway. He knew he had only one choice, and that was to change his identity of Clark Kent, mild-mannered newspaper reporter, to
Superman. I'm off of these clothes.
Quickly, Clark Kent takes off his clothes, and underneath we find the mark S for Superman. Now, he walks across the room, leaps out.
Oh, I didn't realize they'd washed the windows. I flew right through the window. I'll have to get a Band-Aid and see if I can cover up that cut there. Well, back up to the office. I'll try it again.
As Clark Kent goes inside the office, he shuts the door. Now, he tries once more.
Oh, let's see. All right. Up, up, and away! For goodness sake, I closed the door on my cape and I ripped it down the back there. This is dreadful. Well,
once more, Clark Kent, mild-mannered newspaper reporter, now transformed into Superman, tries again, this time to get off the ground and get down to precinct number 7 where the crooks are being held hostage.
All right. One more time, Superman. Up, up, and away! Oh, this must be the scriptwriter's idea of a practical joke.
What happened, Superman?
Someone tied my shoelaces together.
I saw the Batman in here this morning. I wonder if it could be him.
You're listening to the new screen.
More music,
more noise,
more often.
Serving Washington 26 hours a day.
Votes, proven number one. More listeners, more commercials than any other Washington radio station.
And now a report from the Scream Weather Tower.
From the Scream Weather Tower. Hold it off, Charlie William, doing the weather. From the Scream Weather Tower, an earthquake is predicted for the Washington area late tonight, followed by showers, snow, sleet, hail, wind, and rain.
Wait a minute. Knock it off, Charlie. This is the new screen. We want official weather. You're going to cause a sensational jazz. That's not real, is it?
I know, but it's real sensational, buddy.
And now it's time for the new screen pit hit of the week.
The poor club man, and here it is. Rock and roll to save your soul with a jelly roll cha-cha number 6. Here it is.
With crying, you Chilton Bandsman root, her broken hearted lover, she cried there in the blue. And let your is a lovely back. So that's too much echo. That's too much. Turn it off.
You're listening to the new Scream.
WSCREAM.
Serving Washington 26 hours a day.
And now from the Scream newsroom, it's news jet fast from Earl.
Moscow.
Today in Moscow, the Kremlin wrote the following story.
Hoboken.
How did they get in the new Scream news?
And now, that's the new Scream news jet fast from around the world.
You're listening to the new Scream.
Louder than ever, any Washington metropolitan station.
You're listening to the new Scream.
More music, more noise, more often, louder than any other metropolitan Washington radio station.
The new Scream serving Washington 26, or is it 28 hours a day? I'm not sure. And now, Zillion Dollar Music. Another hit from the Scream Hall of Shame.
Zillion Dollar Music from the Scream Hall of Fame.
This is your announcer, Buck Teeth, and I'm the loudest announcer on the new Scream.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm the loudest announcer on the new Scream.
No, I'm the loudest.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
I can do anything louder than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
The Billionaire.
Good evening. My name is Michael J. Michael. I'm the executor to a large estate owned by a man who shall remain nameless. His great delight is giving large sums of money to people in need. Then they become billionaires. I'll never forget the evening that my boss called me into his office and said,
"May?"
"Yes, sir."
"You know, it's an evil wind that blows a bad Bartholomew."
"Anything you say, sir."
"I have here in this envelope the name of our next billionaire, Mike."
"Let me see. But, sir, this man is a very prominent gentleman in the community. He has a good job. He's the manager of WRC in Washington. Why are you making him our next billionaire?"
"I'm making him an offer to buy that station, Mike, so I can get those crummy Joy Boys off the air. I haven't had a good night's sleep since those guys first started broadcasting."
"Sir, that's
buy the station, Mike. Say no more. We're two billionaires."
Wait a minute. I think it's according to schedule. It's the...
I hear somebody on
musical thrill time. Time for our WRC Sandy drummer. Sandy Skin. His drum and his relatives.
Okay. The symbol again.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Let's reskin the timpani there. Can we pull this thing on there?
All right. That does it there. Lazy. Don't kick it too hard there. It's not paid for.
Each Monday at this time, WRC presents the musical interpretation, the rich musical interpretation.
That's better.
Of Sammy Skin and his drum, our staff drummer.
The colorful, rich musical interpretation.
That's right.
I got the
look. Oh, gang, really. Now let's get organized.
Sammy? Lord, I'd like you to meet my kid brother, Ken Skin.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, swinging daddy.
And this is Ed Walker, Ken.
Hi, crazy leg.
How are you, Ken? Nice
to know you. Your palm while I erase your fingertips.
Ken is working with you now, Sam, is that right?
Yes, he is. He is accompanying him as he plays the musical comb.
Crazy daddy.
And you see, he has to use the comb for something. Obviously, he never combs his hair with it, so...
He is a little messed up there.
Yeah. Well, we find this a very cheap act. Inexpensive is a better word.
That's why you're here.
Yes. And I'm going to stop kicking the drum, so you can...
I'm getting ready, man. I'm nervous. I can't wait.
I'm going to accompany Ken
I
on the...
the last one, you know, on FM.
I'm going to accompany Ken on the musical comb. What song have you chosen
today? But wait, you're going to play the drums and Ken plays the
musical comb.
Oh, stupid. Have you been to the show before?
That's right, stupid. Haven't you? Oh, what song do you want to do, Ken?
How about Siboney?
I think that's Siboney. Siboney runs a delicatessen. Siboney runs a Spanish restaurant.
It's a French restaurant.
Oh.
Bonet.
Yeah.
Okay, Daddy. Well, I think we're all set.
Let me just get over here to the drums.
Sammy Skin. Ready, Sammy?
I'm ready.
And his brother Ken Skin.
You ready, Ken?
Yeah, baby.
You all tuned up there with your tissue paper and the comb there?
Yeah, I'm all set, man.
All right, I'll set the beat, Ken. Here we go with Siboney. A little Latin American beat.
Fight me. Oh, baby. I'll come in on the after show.
Go, Ken. Go, boy. That's great. You're getting ahead of me. Take it easy. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that Ken swallowed the comb and the paper.
Somebody hit me on the back, will you? Oh, crazy.
Just a moment. Ken, are you feeling all right after swallowing the tissue paper and the comb there?
It's even pretty good for you, Daddy, but I think the comb is still lodged out of my cords. Would you reach down in there and see what you can do about it?
Yeah, you talk like you've got a cracked speaker there.
Yeah, something on my woofer.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, let's get you over to a doc right away and we see if we can take care of it.
This has been the shortest-lived brother act in showbiz. Yeah, now back to our studio. Go get him, Tiger. You're Frank Sinatra's in town.
It's Tuesday evening once again. Here we are at the beautiful NBC building, and it's time once more for the Joy Boys, Ed Walker.
And you're Willard Scott, and we do have an interesting program coming up this evening, I do believe.
Looks like it'll be a pretty good show.
Excuse me, you guys on the air?
Frank, Frank Forrest, you ready?
Hi, Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi, listen, I just dropped by to pay the quarter that I borrowed from you last night.
That's a big one,
Mine, the string fell off of mine, and it went down the machine last night there. I was getting a sandwich, and...
I knew it couldn't last, but...
Yeah, well, the string wore out.
Awfully good to see you. I'll bet you've had a couple of hectic days, haven't you?
Certainly have. How's the family, Frank? They're fine, Eddie. Yeah, everybody seems to be in good shape. Everything's good.
Weatherman's job is never through, is it?
Huh? Yes, that's right.
Hey, Frank.
Huh?
When's it going to snow again?
What's that?
I said, when's it going to snow again? I was just going to check with my chain.
You want to know when it's going
to snow?
Snow
again. Yeah.
That's what I thought you wanted to know.
It's going
to
snow.
I thought it was all over. I thought I was going to have
mean,
a couple of days off
what do you mean,
from
Frank?
This. Last week it all started.
What's
I got up in the morning and went down to get gas in my car. Hey, Frank, when's it going to snow again? And I got stopped by a cop for a red light. He says, hey, Frank, when's it going to snow again?
All I asked
I came to work at the secretary's. Frank, when's it going to snow again?
All
my wife asked me, Frank, when's it going to snow again? If anybody asked me when it's going to snow again, how am I going to punch him in the mouth?
But all I asked was
don't say it!
Ow! Oh, for heaven's sakes, Frank, don't take it to heart.
I can't stand it anymore!
I'll play the theme, but then he broke my boxes.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Time for the Joy Boys. You put a Band-Aid on your nose, Willard.
Boy, Frank really, I'm bent back into shape here. Frank really takes that first thing. I guess, though, if you're a weatherman, everybody asks you about the weather.
You can't blame him, really. All those people after him all the time.
Why don't you call his wife on the telephone and say hello to her? She's a good kid.
Well, she reads the weather forecast, I think.
That's
she?
Right. Anybody wants to talk to Mrs. Forrester?
Dial
W6-1212. That's Mrs. Forrester. She's making a few bucks on the side there, reading the weather on the phone. Right now, there's a fellow in there that has something very exciting to say. Would you speak?
Come in now.
Come on in.
Okay.
What's everybody running for? It's the new Potomac Picture Magazine, starting Sunday in the Washington Post. Order your subscription today on Republic 7-1234.
Yeah, and what's more, this new Potomac Picture Magazine is an extra bonus.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Sell your papers on the corner there, will you?
Okay, Big Daddy.
It's all in addition to the many other big extras that you get every Sunday in the Washington Post TV channels, color in colorful rotogravure, Washington's favorite television magazine, in handy book size, with the full day's program listing on a single page.
That's wonderful.
Never heard of a married page. Plus, the American Weekly Magazine and Parade Magazine.
I love them magazines. I can sit down by the fireplace and read them, and the pictures.
You particularly enjoy the glamorous show entertainment
section. I love all the magazine sections of the...
Two jumbo comic sections in full color with more funnies than any other metropolitan newspaper in America. Order your subscription today. Phone the Washington Post, Republic 7, 1234.
I've heard that one in my life before. That's the first time I've ever heard that record. I think I know why.
Probably
but
the last, too.
That's right.
I'm going out and get our next guest. Well, he's already in here.
Yeah.
See our next guest. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we're going to interview a man who has an unusual hobby. From time to time, we'd like to interview people who found that not only is work the important thing, you must have an interesting hobby. Here's a man who collects, of all things, teeth.
That's why I agree with you.
Mr. Danny Dencher.
That is correct, yes.
For a man who collects teeth, you seem to have lost yours. What happened?
Well, in the very, very near future, I have lost my teeth in a very...
In a very recent past, you mean.
Deep denture trouble there.
I see.
I cannot brush after every meal. Consequently,
you lost them.
I used to work with Frank Blair, but it's obvious now why. I was sitting on the other side of the classroom, and they gave me some of that Brand X.
Yes.
It ate my tongue off, actually.
So, as a result of not having your own teeth, you have decided to collect teeth from
animals. Yes.
As sort of a hidden desire. Is that
you will notice my little portfolio that I have.
Yeah, I noticed your little portfolio you have there.
I have in here some of the rarest forms of dentures in the business.
Some of them look very small.
But you look at this one here. Here's a magnifying glass. Perhaps you'd like to examine this more closely.
Three-power magnifying glass. This is a very strange, almost hair-like thickness of tooth. What species is that from?
Have you ever heard the expression as scarce as hen's teeth?
Yes, oh yes.
This is a
hen's tooth. Is that right? You must have. This must be the most prized thing.
This one took me to the ends of the hen's earth.
You really had to travel for this one.
Here's one you might notice.
I think we're reaching
here
for this one. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Now,
you've heard the expression as clean as a hound's
tooth. Yeah.
I have here the
a hound's tooth.
Yeah, look at
a greyhound's tooth.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's very interesting.
See, tattooed says, "Next time, leave the driving
to
us."
I see that right there.
Is it clean though? Notice
it is
clean.
Clean as a hound's tooth. That is amazing.
Over
no
here,
cavities.
Over here is a llama. Ooh, excuse me.
I dropped it there.
This is a rather large one. Yeah. It's a llama tooth.
I assume this is from the Tibetan
llama. Notice the funny little shape at the end. How it turns up out.
Yes, it looks sort of like a star drill.
Down and around
and back.
When he bites, it leaves a David R. Selznick production emblem on the victim.
Do you have any others that you'd care to show us?
Here is one from the original Count Dracula motion picture theory.
Ooh,
over here.
Fierce looking.
It is more a
fang.
Would you move
yes.
back a little so we yes. can stretch the
fang.
This is about 3 feet long. It's a fang.
I see that.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Here, Mr. Walker, is the rarest of rare teeth
yes.
that I have in my collection.
What is that?
You'll have to help me go outside and get this one. Would you help me go out? Let's go out.
All right.
Let me just, all right, we can just take this up here.
Yeah, yeah. Very big. Yeah, yeah. A very big. What in the world is this? It looks to be, this must be 50 pounds if it's an ounce.
Put it down.
And we're not.
Would you?
Oh. Mr. Dencher.
I'm sorry.
You dropped that, whatever that was, on my foot.
It's a dinosaur tooth, and it's from the Abelican gold mine in Albuquerque, Mexico.
My toe, I think it's bleeding profusely here. Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can knock my tooth out. I've got one left here.
No, I don't want to do that, but I can truthfully say, Mr. Dencher, that you have put the bite on me, and thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. Right now, it's time for our next feature.
Something new has been added. Once again, Morris, the greatest name in chairs, brings you author Codfish Time. Here he is, author, the old chair himself, Codfish.
Meatball.
I got carried away there, Alder.
I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me.
Alder, I have a bit of a surprise for you today, Alder.
What's it, tell me?
Rummaging around the old archives here.
Looking through the old drawers, I need more.
Yes, Alder. I came upon this old scrapbook of yours, Alder, and I thought perhaps you'd like to reminisce with the audience on
the
here.
Blow the dust off this
little dust in there.
Well, I'll be son of a skinned. I'll be done.
Son of the pictures of the old people you used to work with, Alder.
My gully meatball, I haven't seen some of these pictures for 25 years.
A picture of me, Alder, when I had hair, just beginning this series with you many years ago.
You had a little dandelion in your lapel. You couldn't afford a
couldn't
coronation.
Couldn't afford the coronation.
Look at... Here's a picture of Jeanette McDavis. Look at this. She had
lovely,
curls.
Lovely girl, Alder, yes.
You look like...
Here are the...
Mary Pickford.
Here are the mutineers, Arthur.
Kids were just beginning to shave a little.
One, and here are the Crodats, Arthur. My goodness.
Oh, these are, look at these old pictures. These are my Navy pictures over here. Here's the old destroyer I was on. Those were the days, Meatball, when the ships were made of wood and the men were made of steel.
Yes, Arthur. I know what you mean, Arthur. Back in the 20s, Arthur.
Well, here's a picture. Look at this.
Yes. What is that,
Arthur? This is a picture that was taken in 1925 in Honolulu Harbor.
How about you? Oh,
see, that's me.
Yes.
That's John Davis up in Baltimore.
Yes. Who is that odd-looking chap over there, Arthur?
The fellow with the funny-looking face?
Yes.
That's a funny guy, Meatball. That guy's name is Stinky McPhew.
Stinky McPhew.
This was the clumsiest guy I ever knew
really?
In my life. He flunked out of the Navy. Give you an idea. He was so stupid. Golly, that guy was a jerk.
Did you ever amount to anything, Arthur?
Complete bum. I remember the last day in the Navy, I had a big fight with him, and I knocked him overboard, and we threw his duffel bag over there. It was really funny. Wonder what ever happened to Stinky McPhew. We're on the air, fellow.
I know we're on the air. I'm the president of this network.
Yes, and what's your name? I don't know.
My name is Harold Johnson McPhew.
Stinky?
I beg your pardon, sir. My
Stinky
name...
McPhew. You son of a gun. I haven't seen you since I threw you overboard in Honolulu.
I remember that. 1925. I heard you talking about those old pictures in that book. And I have something to tell you.
What's that, Stinky?
You're through,
sir.
Oh, all washed up.
I'm going to look for a job and what
can I audition for his show?
Son of a gun. Stinky made out pretty good. Well, threw out of the Navy, the executive broadcasting, I guess that's showbiz.
Shades of night are falling. It's time for poems and pleasantries on Goon River and Poetry. With our poet laureate, Randolph W. Goon, as Mr. Goon walks silently into the studio, preparing to bring you another poem of his poison pen.
Boo!
You scared me, Mr. Goon. I didn't hear you come in there.
Good evening.
Good evening. And now, here's Mr. Goon's poem for this evening entitled, Just Stop Eating That Lemon, You're Making a Terrible Face. Mr. Goon now recites.
Pipe fell on my mouth there. Excuse me.
New Year's Eve.
Fell into your coffee. Do you mind? It's old Briar here.
All right.
Could you give my pipe back?
Here you are.
Good shot there, Rimbru. You really did it. Let me just... Shall we continue with the show? I think I can compose myself here. If somebody warm up another pair of trousers for me in the bullpen, I'm over-coffeed. Shall we...
Coffeed all over.
This is entitled New Year's Eve. I think I can read it through the brown smudge of the coffee stain on the script here. This is wonderful. You sure Wilkins didn't buy some of this show? Well, here it is almost New Year's Eve, and I would like to state it's the one night in the whole year that I really think is great. Dane. On Saturday night, New Year's Eve, the time 11:30, the Joy Boys will go on the air, and the program isn't dirty. They will be on till 6 a.m. You'll hear some funny jokes. I want you all to spread the word, so kindly tell your folks. There will be music and funny skits, and I will read a poem. You can enjoy it in your car or sitting in your home. 1960 was quite a year, what with Castro and Mr. K. But you ain't heard nothing yet till you hear the Joy Boys on Saturday night, a service of RCA.
Thank you, Missile.
No, in closing, here's Mr. Goon.
Up in the places.
Mr. Goon, here's your thought for the day.
Should all acquaintance be forgot? Yes, I think so, if they're your wife's relatives.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, pardon us, friends. We'll be back next week. Meantime, it's time to get the coffee off, Mr. Goon. Good night. That's Miss Susan Barrett, and the song is called Manhattan.
Well, Martini in the orchestra there, Ralph Martini. Things are really swinging around here. Right now, my partner Ed Walker is standing up to his neck in eggnog in the next studio, so I'll switch you over to Eddie Walker. Come in.
Ed Walker speaking from our special vantage point here, where we're going to interview a caterer and his lovely wife who are making big plans for New Year's Eve. Now, here comes Willard Scott. Willard will take over the interview from this point here, I believe.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are here from the catering facilities of the very, very delightful catering service of the Bash family. Wolfgang and Freda Bash. How do you do, Wolfgang?
Ah, yeah, boy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be with you again, and Happy New Year, there.
Freda, Happy New Year. Okay, that's enough, Freda. Wolfgang, would you, for just a moment, tell us a little bit about your family's been in the catering business for generation after generation, right?
That's correct. It started with my great-grandfather, and he used to really throw a few good bashes there. And we have a wonderful catering service, and we're, of course, getting ready for the big New Year's Eve celebration.
Is that where the expression throwing a bash came from? Was
yes,
that your...
That's right. Whenever someone throws a bash, you can be assured that it's one of our parties.
And your great-great-granddaddy is responsible for that expression,
right.
A bash.
We also say that when somebody eats their fill at one of our parties, they are bashful.
Bashful. Freda, that's okay, Freda. Mr. Wolfgang Bash, would you tell us a little bit about what kind of New Year's Eve parties do you throw? Can anybody call up and ask you?
Anyone can call up. We have them in all price ranges for any number of people from 2 to 2,000.
What are the price ranges?
Well, we have one lovely party there for $35. And
what's the other party?
The other party is $75.
$35 and $75.
Yeah.
What do you get for $35?
For $35, you get all the noisemakers and the funny hats and everything for midnight. When you get all the wonderful food and the beverages that you want, all coming to you in aerosol bombs.
Now, this is something I wanted you to tell the folks about. This is new and an exclusive Bash feature.
That's right.
Everything is in aerosol bombs.
That's right. We have instant eggnog here. You just press the button and there it is.
We have fruitcake.
You just press the button. And the fruitcake there and the sandwiches and everything. It's a lot easier than carrying all this food around.
All right. Well, let's see. For the $35, anybody can call you up and get the service.
That's for $35.
$35, the hats, the horn blowers, the instant aerosol bombs. What do you get for the $75? What's the difference between the $35 and the $75?
Well, the $75 party is for people who are just new in town and they don't have any friends. We'll supply the friends. They'll come over and freeload for
you
all
night. Extra $45.
Yeah,
$40.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite interesting. In other words, you can. How many friends did you supply for $40?
Well, it depends how many you want. If you got a house, we give you a couple of dozen there. If you got an apartment, we just have a few to drop by, you know.
Oh, well, that sounds very interesting, and I'm sure that maybe some of our listeners this evening would like to utilize your service.
I hope so, yeah.
Well, it's been nice to talk to you, Wolfgang Bash and Freda Bash. Freda. That's okay. Now back to our studios in Washington.
Sounds like an interesting program.
Pretty dull, but this has been a slow week, and we're doing all we can.
Happy New Year!
Harry.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mr. Harry Horn, our professional noisemaker.
Harry's going to be with us New Year's Eve, but you're a little early, Harry.
You notice the way I'm talking and blowing the horn at the same time?
This is a trick that Harry performs... For the first time, Harry performed this at the convention. He was a horn leader for the Democrats and the Republicans in Chicago and Los Angeles, respectively. And Harry can blow the horn and talk at the same time.
I learned that trade in the Orient, where the shadow learned to be invisible many years ago.
Along with gunpowder, we're going to blow this one, too. Why don't you show us a... would you give us a simple demonstration of your rare art?
Certainly.
Would you recite Mary Had a Little Lamb and blow at the same time?
Okay. Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was going to go.
Sort of the Glenn Gray School of trumpeting there. Who's the triple tongue trumpeter?
Horace Height, I think.
Horace Height. It is musical boo-boo. Yogi Bear.
We're going to have a very interesting New Year's Eve. I'm going to be a guest on your program. And I'd just like to remind the people that there are certain rules they should follow before midnight.
That's right. You were going to point this out to us earlier. You will be here New Year's Eve, and 5 minutes before the hour, what will happen?
Three long toots on the horn.
Whoops. Has the slight effect of an old goat. I'm not sure there.
And then at about 1 minute to midnight, you give two long blasts.
Aren't they?
And at midnight...
It's a quick staccato.
A quick staccato. Like that. That's it.
Oh, all right, Harry. I think we can hardly wait until New Year's Eve.
I can. I'm
seriously considering not showing up for the show.
I wish you wouldn't, actually. Bye!
Ladies and gentlemen, a gentle reminder from each of us here at the Joy Boy Show that, of course, on New Year's Eve, there will be a sparkling, scintillating 6 hours of entertainment for you. No, Harry. No, wait a minute, Harry. Not now, Harry. Later on in our program. So we hope you'll be joining us New Year's Eve. Don't forget, Betty Crockett will be there.
That's right, Betty. You'll be here.
I'll be there with bells on, making recipes to make all the women happy.
I'm going
to
bring a few old records just for laughs.
That's old Granddad, and he'll be there in living color. Also, we'll have our great authentic prognosticator of the times, Morgan Beady Eyes and Richard Darkness, with a piercing analysis of the year.
We'll recap the happenings of 1960, won't we, Mo?
That's right. 1960 was a big one, and we're going to have more there. Nikita, Mustress, Jeff, and...
Don't have it up, Mo.
Okay. So we'll see you all New Year's Eve. Make your reservations early. We want you by your radio and enjoy yourselves at home, all right?
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, we just about wrap that one up for another day. Hope you'll see you again tomorrow. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott, George Brewington, Arthur Page, and Bobby Shenton, our Chinese engineer.
Harry Horn.
We'll see you again, of course, New Year's Eve and tomorrow night.
This is Charles Stafford, your announcer. And I have to work New Year's Eve because this program is heard overseas.
Holly Wright substitutes for Holly Wright tonight on NBC.
Oh, go on with you now.
He does, Mrs. Wright, really.